Yeah, again, Rashi. So we have this one part that's 50 by 50. Now the second part that's 50 by 50 divided up into five pieces. Each strip is like 10 amas wide and 50 amas long. Like you have the picture here on the picture 57. Take the second part, divide it into five different pieces. Each piece is 10 amas wide, 50 amas long. Now Zakrashi, take each piece, take four pieces, and put them around the four sides of the shetach, of the chotzerah, 50 by 50. So you put the four pieces all around, so each side now comes out to be 70 yamas by 70 yamas, because you have an extra 10 on each side, so it's 20 yamas on each side. So it comes out now to be 70 by 70. So Rashi, have you reichev shivim v'arkoi yevi'arkoi chamishim hishkev ha'achas le'mizuach ha'achas le'mariv harei roch v'ashivim. You have it now 70 yamas v'arkoi chamishim, and it's long 50. Now oid sim achas le'tzofim v'achas le'dorim, put another two, one in the north, one in the south. Shivim al shivim. So now you have this 50 by 50 now to be, came to be 70 by 70. Elo shakronis pegumen. But I call upon him in each corner, you're still missing a shetach of 10 amas by 10 amas. Because you're putting exactly this 50 amas long on each side, so you have the exact square, the exact corner of it is a piece of 10 by 10 that's empty. So what do you do with that? So trashy, you have over now one strip left over. You only use four strips. You have like a picture of 57. You have five strips left over. So you have this one long strip, which is 10 amas wide and 50 amas long. So divide this strip into five pieces, like the picture 57. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 1, 2, 3, 4 takes each one of those boxes, which each box is 10 amas by 10 amas, and put it at the four corners of this shetach of 70 by 70. So you put it by the four corners, now the mice, you have exactly 70 yamas by 70 yamas, like in picture 60. In picture 60, you have to put the gimels on all four corners to make it exactly to be 70 by 70. So far we have exactly 70 by 70. But what are we left over with? From picture 57, we're still left over with the fifth box. The fifth box, the bottom box, which is 10 yamas by 10 yamas, that we do not use up yet. So that Rashi says, take these 10 yamas, which 10 amas really is 60 tfochim. Because six tfochim make up an amma. So these 60 amas, so they're 60 tfochim long by 60 tfochim wide. So Rashi says, take a strip, and each strip make it into two tfochim. So if you make it into two tfochim, you have strips of 30 strips long. So take 30 strips, and each strip is two tfochim wide, and it's 10 amas long. Yeah. Now take these strips and put it all around the Mishkan. So if you take each strip, which is two tefachim wide, and you say now we have 10 of them, and each one is 10 amas long. So if each one is 10 amas long, yeah, so you have 30 strips, each one is 10 amas long, so together it's 300 amas long. So you have a strip now of 300 amas long, which is two tefachim wide. So now, if you have the area now of 70 by 70, so how much do you need to go all around 70 by 70? So it's 4 times 70 is 280. So out of these 300 amas long, use up 280 of them by putting it again around the shetach of 70 by 70, like in picture of 60. So now what we're coming out is that you have 70 amas and 4 tefachim by 70 yamas and 2 tefachim. Because on each side you added now another 2 tefachim. Then Rashi says the exact corners of it, mamash where the aleph is. In page 60, again, you're missing at the corner another amma by an amma. So we'll put that in there, the leftover. And we have still a little bit left over. So this next leftover, Rashi says it's 18 amas. Left over, this 18 amas, try and put it all around again, and that's called the davar mu'at. It's like kamat less than an etzbar, even more. So the kitz exactly of beis asayim of the chatzar hamishkan is a little bit more than 70 yamas and 4 tefachim by 70 yamas and 4 tefachim. That's this davar mu'at, how you get a little bit more. So that's the machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva says no, Rabbi Kiva says davka shivim amo al shivim amo. And the tanakam says the beis asayim, which includes this little bit more. Yes, so just the end part of Rashi again. Let's finish off Rashi. Rashi says now, "Harei shivim yevadalat tfochim al shivim vadalat vadalat tfochim ela shakronus pegumim tfuchayim al tfuchayim." Each corner is still missing two tefachs by two tefachs. Is nishru biyotcha esrim amma? You have left over still 20 amas. Tol mehem shmoyne tfochim, take out of there 8 tfochim v'sim lekronus, put that into the corners. V'nismalu, you filled it up. V'nishru biyotcha yutches amma. So you have left over from the strip only 18 amas long, the dalet tfochim and dalet tfochim v'rechiv tfochayim. That the strip now is 2 tfochim wide, 18 amas long, plus a dalet tfochim. So take the strip now and put it again around the shetach of 70 by 70. For Hainu Dava Mu'it, that's a little bit more. Shemboyes Lachalkal Hokev Ben, if you want to put it around, and Magia Matez L'Rechiv Beish L'Shetz, but doesn't it come out to be 2/3 of an etzpa? So Boyes the Mevi Minei Ritzuya Shal Reish Pegimol Amos V'dal Tzvachim Arich Lekev Abaruchais, but doesn't come out even to be 2/3 of an etzpa. Yeah, the Goyin here says a little bit different. He says, It's come out a little bit, it is a little etzpa. So the kid said, this is called the Dava Mu'it, which is the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. Something more about it. Rabbi Lezer Roimer, Im Hoysa Orkoi, Al Yeser, Al Rochboi, it's no good. That's what it says in our Mishnah. It has to be exactly 70 by 70. But once it's a little bit longer than wider, it's no good. Since it's not hook of Ladira, it hasn't been karmless. Even though it's still a square of Beis Vasayim, but it has to have to be squared, not longer than wider. Fredi Maras Dira, for a time you went in a Breister, Reb Lezer Weimer, Im Hoysa Orkoi, Yesera Pishnayim Baruchboi, Afilu Ama Achas. If it has to be twice as long as wide, even if it's one Ama more than twice the length, the length is twice than the width, then the din is ain metaltlam betoichot. Then you're not allowed to carry inside. So it's mashma. If it's longer than wider, that doesn't make a difference. Still, you can carry inside it if it's not squared more than a base of sayim. It's only possible, according to Reb Lezer, when it's an amma more than twice as long as the width. The mashma, if it's more than 100 amas long by 50 amas wide, that's no good because it's more than twice as long. But mashma, if it's just a little bit longer than wider, it still is good. I now Mishnah says no, Reb Lezer holds. Once it's a little bit longer than wider, it's possible. And if the Gemara, Omer Rav Beba Rabaya, Ki Tana Nami Mas Nisim, when it says now Mishnah that it's no good according to Reb Lezer, it also means you have to put into the Mishnah. It means Yeser Al Pi Shnayim Baruchpa. In the case where it's more than twice the length, is more than twice the width, that's when it's possible Tanan. Enech Nami, it's only possible if it's more than 100 long by 50 wide. But Kozman, it's not more, it's exactly 100 by 50, that's also kosher. Fred Gimari Hokia Bazoi Haino Reb Yasi. The Khura, that's the next man, the Yom in the Mishnah. The next man, the Yom in the Mishnah says that if it's twice as long as wide, it's kosher. It's only possible if it's more than twice as long. So Khura, that's Mamish Reb Yasi, saying the same sheet as Reb Lezer. And the Gimari Ike Benayo Ribuya de Ribuya de Rabbonin. The Nafkuminer is Metchila. How do we look at the Shir of a base of Sayim? Do we look that Metchila is supposed to be squared? 70 yamis by 70 yamis. That's the Metchila de Keshita. Like Rashi says, Igu Banayu Ribuya de Ribuya Rabbonin. Reb Lezer Sova Orko Yoiser Mishnayim Baruchpo Ein Metaltlin. If it's more than twice as long as wide, then you can't be Metaltl inside this area. Again, that has the Mechitis going all around it, but it's not Huk of Ladira. Omiyo Zokte Iker. Ikra orko pishnayim beruchpa. What's the ikra shir of a base of sayim? Like kiddichsiv, like it says by the Mishkan, the what? That it was 100 amas long by 50 amas wide. That's the ikra shir. For less le ribuy, he doesn't know that metchilat has to be squared out. Omiyu avada, imarbo le misasro. If you do make it squared out, avada still be kosher, bohochi. Kiddichtoni, imoy orko yoysim ishnayim beruchpa im metaltlim. Hobotza mi pishnayim metaltlim. Avada, if it's less and squared, Avada would be kosher. So, Reb Lezer holds that the Ikka Dindo should be 100 by 50. Anytime it's less than that, it's kosher, even though it's squared. It's only possible if it's more than that. Reb Yossi Sava, no. Merubas Iker. The Ikka should be squared out. Look, Metchila Ariya Marinen, Hochi. This is the way we tell people to do. Metchila make it squared. No mi, I feel a worker, Pishnaim, Arachba, Shari, Omidikam, I feel a Mechladi, Demikor, Alav, Hochi, you. That's the machlokes. Metchila should be squared. We're saying now 70 yamas and 4 tvachim by 70 yamas and 4 tvachim. Or else, no, metchila is a lot of be, metchila is a lot of be, long. It could be 100 by 50. That's the nafkamina. But aloha, there's no nafkamina. They both hold the exact same sheet, really. So, nishala metchila, which way should it be? Yeah, so the more of item, Reb Yesi Yoimer, that what, even though it's twice as long as wide, it's 100 by 50, still it's kosher. Because that's still the shear of a base of sign. It's not more than the Chotzer HaMishkan. That's still called a good Rishus HaYachad, even though the Mechitzes were not hukov, were not put up there, Amanas, you should live inside it. So the Gemara Itmar, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. We pass him like Rabbi Yosi, for Rav Beivoy, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. That what we also pass him like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara V'Tavayu L'Kula, we need both Halachis, and both Halachas are being Mekel. But this halacha, if you have mechitzes going around you, that you still allowed to be metaltal inside it, both halachas are lakula, that you can still carry, only certain cases you can't. What's the chedushim here? So the moral tzricha, I need both chedushim, both halachas. Indeed, Ashmin halacha k'Reb Yosi, if you just tell me, you pass on like Reb Yosi, the what? Even though it's twice as long as wide, this shetach is 100 amas long, by 50 amas wide, still you're allowed to be metaltal there, have a mean, I would think, Ad the Iko Shomiro Ibez Dira. But our koponim, it has to be hukof for Dira. You're going to have a sukkah in there, or you're going to have a Ibez Dira inside this walls that somebody lives there. Then you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. But if nobody lives there, maybe it's Osir. Kamash Vlon, that's why I have to tell me, Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. No, we hold like Rabbi Kiva. That even though nobody lives inside it, be the area is not more than a base of Sayin, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Now, vi ashminun, halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. If I would just tell you that halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that even though nobody lives inside it, still you're allowed to be metaltal inside these mechitzes. If it's only a base of sayim, have a mina, I would think, the arach pekotin loy. When is Rabbi Kiva mekel? Only if it's exactly a squared of 70 yamas and 4 tvachim by 70 yamas and 4 tvachim. That's where we're mekel. Mashenken, if it's longer than wider, let's say it's 100 long and 50 amis wide, loy, maybe then Rabbi Kiva holds it's no good. Then you can't be metaltal in this space of Sayyim. Kamash mnon, kamash mlon, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. No, we go both ways lakula. That any dimensions you have, even if it's 100 by 50, as long as it doesn't come out to more square amis, more than a base of Sayyim, it's not more than 70 by 70, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Even though it was not hukah hodira. And this is where we paskin, both ways lakula. So if you have a park that's not hukah hodira, nobody lives inside the park, and it has mechitis all around the park, and if you go inside the park on Shabbos, and you want to, you say you have a chair there, you want to pick up the chair and move it away, you have to make sure the mechitis are not more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas apart. Or at least that square measurement. Because if it's more than that apart, it's called more than the base of Sayim, and then with the Rabbanon inside, it's called the Carmelis, and you're not allowed to be metalto there in Shabbos for more than 4 amas. Or 4 amas exactly, can't be metalto. So the Gemara Vaita, Karfif, Shu Yosim Beis Hasayim. Let's say you have a big shetach of land, a karf like a big park, and you have mechitis all around it, even though it's more than a Beis Hasayim, it's more than 70 by 70 yamas. Of a shulka for dira, Metchil, they put up these mechitis, Amanas, you should live inside there. Like there's a house there, somebody lives inside this park. Like picture 65. There's a karfif, a big karfif, but there's a house in there, somebody lives there. So Lamaisa, since people live there, then we paskin, like the Bekiva in the Mishnah, that then there's no shear. No matter how wide and separated the mechitzes are, still you're allowed to be metaltal inside, since it's hukah fadira. But now what happened was, Nizra Rubai, you started to plant in here, right of this area you planted. What did you plant? You planted wheat, you planted tua, you started to plant something. So now by planting it, like picture 65, nobody walks, nobody steps where you planted. So that area is not called anymore hukof ladira. It's not called you're going to use it to live there. You're not going to live on the grass, on the stuff that's growing, on the wheat. So nizra rubai is alocha rehu kagina. This becomes now like a karfif, like an open park that's not hukof ladira. V'yosar, in the mele, you're not allowed to be in a tatl anymore inside. That since you planted row of it, so mele now it becomes like a karfif, which is more than the base of sayim, and it's not hukof ladira. Therefore, it's also to be in a tatl inside it. What about Notar Rubai? What about you just planted trees there? You didn't plant tfua, wheat. You planted trees, like in picture 66. Yeah, nota rubai, then harek lechotzer. Even though you have trees in robe of it, so what? Trees do not stop you from living, from using it. Adarabba, people like to take a sun to the shade there. See, even though you have trees, you like to sit in between the trees. You still use that area. Since you still use that area, it's still called hukafladira. So trees do not take away from the fact you want to use it. Mashenke Nizra, where you plant zeruim, you plant vegetables growing there now, nobody lives, but mokim, you have the plantation there. Therefore, it's not called hukafladira anymore. So mele, if it's more than a base of sayim, it becomes also like a karmelus midirabonin. So the Gemara. Let's say you planted vegetables on Robavit. Only if the area you planted is more than a base of sign. You have to plant vegetables more than a base of sign. So the area you planted now is loy hukufladira, and since it's more than a base of sign, it has a din of a caramelus on it. Therefore, you can't be matatl anywhere. Avul base of sayim. Let's say the area you planted was just exactly a base of sayim, like in picture 67. The plot that you planted was exactly 50 by 100 amis. So that's only a base of sayim. So in this base of sayim itself, you're still allowed to be metaltum. Even though it's not hukas ladira, but exactly a base of sayim is still mutter to be metaltum. So in such a case, mutter. You're allowed to be metaltum in the whole chotzer, even from the chotzer to the karfif. Like in picture 67, you could carry from the chotzer into the karfif. So at Gemara Kaman, who do you go like? The churik Rabbi Shimon. You're going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanan, we learned, we'll have later, we had it before already, the Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echod Gagois, whether you have a roof, V'yechod Chatzeris, whether you have a chotzer, an open yard, V'yechod Kafifois, we have like an open park, just have an open shetach of karka. It's all one rishus. You're allowed to be metaltal a chair from one place to another place. If you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was on top of your roof or in the chotzer, you can carry this chair from the gag to the chotzer to the karfif. Like in picture 68, we have a gag and a chotzer and a karfif. But not to the kelim that were inside the house. If you have a keli that at the beginning of Shabbat was inside the house, that's called the miyuchid for one person, then you can't take that keli outside to the gag and carry it to the chotzer. That's called different mishuyis, a house to a chotzer. Mashenkein, a chotzer and a gag and a karfif, according to Rav Shimon, is all considered one big rishus. Therefore, here in picture 67, since the part that you planted, the left side, which is only 50 by 100, is considered a karfif. It's loy hukos ladira, since you planted there now. But I call upon him, it's exactly a base of sign that you are allowed to be metaltal in this karfif. What is it open to? It's open to the right side of the chotzer, which has a din chotzer. Now the chotzer by itself is also allowed to be metaltal there, because there it's hukos ladira. So the only concern is, one is open bimluya to the other one. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's no chsaron. You're allowed to be metalto from a karfif into a chotzer. You're like Rashi says, Elaz Rashi sheyesh biyosoi mokum zuriya yosu beis asayim. When is it also only if where you planted is more than a beis asayim? Then the nasa karmelis. Then it becomes the karmelis that place. The karfif yosu beis asayim shtukol v'dira karmelisi. V'sheinu nizra hevi chotzer prusim luya la karmelis v'pika chuli yosu. If the part you planted is more than a beis asayim, it becomes a karmelis. And then the chotzer is open completely to the karmelis. Havadar it's also. Avu beis asayim. Rashi debalav dira shori. If the part you planted is exactly a base of sign, so even without the dir it's mutter, biyapi navshe, hochi nami shori, now you're allowed to be metalto from the karfif to the chotzer. Biyapa gab de mokam zuriya, have the kriya karfif, vishena nizra, have a chotzer, and the part that's not planted is considered the chotzer, uprutsim zelazer, and they're opened up one to the other. Still, we say they're opened up. Shein mechitza b'neiim. There's no mechitza between them. Afilu hochil lo yasser yadodi. Still, they do not asser one on the other. Why? Hoil u'dichad gavru. It belongs to one person. For Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The yomer reshus karfei v'chotzer lo yasser yadodi. To reshus of a chotzer and a karfei do not asser on one on the other. So here Rashi says according to Stira. Here Rashi says afilu hishol beis balei batim. Even if it belongs to two different people. First of the Mashonga, the Bot talks about this Rashi, you're not going to go into it. But I'll call upon him, according to Reb Shimon, a karfeif and a chotzer is considered like one Rishus. You'll have to be metalto from one to the other. So therefore here, if the part you planted is only a base of sayin, which is still mutatir metaltul, you could carry from the karfeif until the chotzer. Fighter. So the Gemara. Yes, now the Gemara is asking a kasher on this. No. So the Gemara, the Reb Shimon Nami, even according to Reb Shimon, still here it should be Yosser. Kivon the Nizra Rubai, since you planted Rov of this Chotzer, like in picture 67, Metchila you had a Chotzer, let's say it was 70 Yamas wide by 100 Yamas long. Now you planted the Karfeif, you planted 50 Yamas wide by 100 Yamas long. So Rov of this Karka you planted. So even though the last 20 Yamas you did not plant. So what do you want to say? Just look at the pot that's planted by itself. It's called only a base of sayin, and you're allowed to be metaltal there. We say no, the svar is no. Once you planted rove of it, the meat, the extra 20 amis, is like bottle to the karfif. So it's considered as if you have a karfif here more than a base of sayin. Therefore, the whole thing has a din karmelis, it's also to be metaltal. That's Lashna Gemara. So we have Shimonami, Kivan, the Nizra Rubai. Since rove of this chotzer, you used to plant, you threw there, have a Yehumi Yuta. The last 20 yamas that you didn't plant on is botolei lagabi rubam. It becomes botol to the part of the karfeif that was planted. The hevelei karfeif yosim beis hasayim. And now it comes out that this whole chotzer now has a din of a karfeif, which is more than a beis hasayim, and it's not considered hukuf ladira since you planted on rove of it, and where you planted, you don't live there, you don't walk there. So blind as if the whole chotzer now is not hukuf ladira, and since it's more than a beis hasayim, the whole thing is awesome. The Yosser, like Rashi says, Tat Rashi, Botu Le Ruba, Vevikilu Nishma Kula, it's as if the whole thing was planted. And if the whole thing was planted, since it's more than a base of Sayim, Havadu it's Yosser. So maybe in such a case, even according to Reb Shimon, it would be Yosser. So the Gemara Eli I Yitmar, if you want to say a Chiddush, where it will be Mutter according to Reb Shimon, and also according to the Rabbonin, Eli Yitmar Hochi Yitmar, this should be the case. Ho Miyuta Shori, if let's say you planted only a Miyut of the Chotzer, like in picture 69, he had a very wide chotzer. The chotzer was, let's say, 150 yamas wide and 100 yamas long. And you only planted the left side of 50 yamas wide by 100 yamas long, which that's the meat of the chotzer. So even though the part you planted itself is a karfeif, it's not hukuf ladira now, and that shetach is exactly a base of sayin. It's 50 by 100. So it by itself, you're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, even though it's not hukuf ladira. But since it's not more than a base of sayin, you'll have to be metaltal in this left shetach. Now, the right side of this chotzer, it's the roiv. The roiv of the chotzer is called the chotzer tzukuf ladira. There you didn't plant, so there you could use and sit there and live there. So the right side is a chotzer, and the left side is a karfif. Here, the case, according to Reb Shimon, it will be mutter to be metaltal from the chotzer into the karfif. This is the case. For the more eli yitma hochi yitma. If the part you planted is only a miyut, then shari, then you can metalto from the right side to the chotzer to the left side. Omer Rapuna Bredi of Yeshua, lo yamoron elad, lo yehev a beis asayim. Heals only where you planted is not a beis asayim. Avo beis asayim, shno, if the left part that you planted is exactly a beis asayim, also, then since it's a beis asayim, so it has a din of a karfeif, and the right side is a chotzer, and so you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer until the karfeif. So the Gemara command to Rabbonin. If you decide you want to say it's also, it can only be also according to the Rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, you're not allowed to carry from a karfeif into a chotzer, even though each one by itself you could carry, but you can't carry one to the other. So come to say here, like a picture 69, since the right side is a chotzer, the left side is a karfeif, and you can't carry one to the other, so according to the Rabbonin, one aser on the other, b'chla, you can't carry here. Yeah, well, like Rashi says, Ela beis hasayin, nikra karfeif, shle hukuf ladira. Now it's considered what you planted there. It's not hukuf ladira. Tiyaf agav dilu heve biyan penavshe, ke beis hasayin, loy misasur, even if it would have been by itself. Like this left side of the picture 69, which is only 50 by 100, which is only a beis hasayin. If it would have been by itself, even according to the Rabbanan, you would be allowed to be metaltal inside it, because it's not more than a beis hasayin. Abahocha, now in this case, the nifras lechotzer, it's open bimluyei, like the right side, the chotzer is open completely to the left side, the karfeif. The chotzer nifras aloi, is kaimel on the yosel lataltu mikarfif lechotzer. According to the Rabbon, you're not allowed to be metaltu. You can't carry it from a chotzer to a karfif. Dev rishus hanifrat lemokem osolo. That's a cloud we'll see later on in the Masechtim, where it's opened up completely to another place that's also to metaltu from it to the other, like on picture 69. From the right side, the chutzah part, you're not allowed to be metaltu into the left side, the karfif part. Melo be oisrin harashuyis zulu zu. Each rishus asses 100% on the other one. V'ye metaltu loy bezev loy bezev. So according to the Rabbanan in this picture 69, you can't be metaltu bechal at all. Because the right side, that's the chutzah part, since it's open completely to the left side, that's the karfif part, and you're not allowed to be metaltu from the karfif into the chutzah, so it obliges like it's opened up to a place that's also to metaltu one to the other, so the both of them become also to be metaltu. But that's only according to the Rabbanan. According to Rab Shimon, you are allowed to be metaltu from a chotzer to a karfif. So it's considered here like a picture 69 that it's opened up to a makam hamutala. Since it's opened up to a makam hamutala, then you are allowed to be metaltu there. Here's the Moravaita. Rab Yimyam Midifte Masti Lakula. He learned this halacha, no, still Lakula. He learned over this halacha. He is Rashi Lakula. The afilu hamiyat, base of sign, even though the miyat is the base of sign, the mikri karfif, of the kivan, the biyafi nafshi shari, since by itself, you are allowed to be metalto there, hashtanami shari, still you're allowed to be metalto. Vlo yasri hadodi, and still they don't ask the one and the other. Vilu hoye mechitze b'neim, if there would have been a wall, like in this picture 69, there would have been a wall between the right side, the chotzer, and the left side, the karfif, Heavy Charlotte to Tule Zelaze, you could carry from one to the other. Kirebi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. The male of a hash to the Nifritsu Zelaze, now that they opened up one to the other. Lo Nifritsu the Rishus Osalot, and not open up to Rishus, that's Osir. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter. So that's what he learns. Master Lakula, the Watan, Ho Miyuta Shori, a Miyat you're allowed to. So Drashi, Avu Yosim, based on Sayan, Nasus Karmelis. That even according to Reb Shimon, only if the part that you planted is not more than a base of sayim. Therefore, since you're allowed to be metaltel inside it, it does not answer on the other part, the chotzer. But let's say the part you planted would be more than a base of sayim. So the part you planted now, blais mechitzis, more than a base of sayim, it's also to metaltel inside there. Then Avada would even ask you, you can't be metaltel in the chotzer. Because then we look as if the chotzer is opened up 100% to the makam osolo, to the karfif, which is more than the base of sayim. So since you can't carry in the karfif, who are then you can't carry in the chotzer? When is the mutter to metaltel in picture 69, even according to Reb Shimon, if the part, the left side that you planted, is only in Tula Beis HaSayim? Avo Yosim Beis HaSayim? Let's say the left part that you planted is more than a Beis HaSayim, then Osir, it would be Osir, and who command Reb Shimon? This will be totally in Reb Shimon Chita. Again, Kalor, like in picture 69, if the left side that you planted is only 50 by 100, so that's called the Karfif, but you are allowed to carry inside it, since it's only a Beis HaSayim. So then, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel in this whole chotzer, from the left side to the right side. Because according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel from a chotzer to a karfif, or a karfif to a chotzer. Mashenkein, let's say this left side that you planted is more than 50 by 100. It becomes more than a base of sayim. So then it itself is also to be metaltel. Because this is called mechitza shleihuk of adira. You cannot live on this place that you planted. So since it's more than a base of sayim, it hasn't been karmelus mid rabbonim, you're not allowed to be metaltel in this mokim itself. Therefore, since the right side, the chotzer, is opened up in luya, it's completely opened up to a mokim osolo, to the place that you can't carry from one to the other. Here it's much better. Here it's not just time you can't carry from one to the other. Here the left side is called the karmelus. Mid rabbonim now it's called the karmelus, since it's wider than a base of sayim. So then even according to Reb Shimon, it's also to metaltel even on the right side, the chotzer. Because here the chot to the right side is opened up in Luyoy to the left side, which is a karfif, a mokim shlehukos l'diron, more than a base of sayin, so it has a din karmelus midirabonin, it's also to metaltel, therefore one asses on the other, you can't even carry on the right side on the chotzer either.